Thank you, Chaim. Chaim suggests that Palestine will be linked only by the internet. In fact, I'm not so sure. If you look at Israel's 14 reservations about the so-called roadmap, one of them is that the Palestinian state will not have control over its electromagnetic spectrum. So I think that even by the internet, Israel will not allow Palestine to be connected. I mean, if you read the document of the 14 reservations, it's quite shocking. Chaim also seems to be assuming that most of the audience here is Jewish. I doubt that. I've got no idea, but I doubt that. But certainly for many of us who are, our opposition to Zionism is based not only on the reasons that Chaim said of seeing, of what Alice said, seeing the destruction it's causing, the crimes it's carrying out, seeing the fact that it's not bringing peace and security for the Israelis as it promised, but also through knowledge of the lie at the heart of Zionism, the lie that Zionism is a response to anti-Semitism, to hatred of the Jews. Some of us see that Zionism is itself an expression of this hatred. Someone who has done more than most to expose this, to make this a public issue, is Leni Brenner. Leni Brenner is a civil rights activist of long standing in New York, who in the early 80s published a book, Zionism in the Age of the Dictators, about Zionism and its links with European racists and fascists. This book was later used partly as the background for the play Perdition by the late Jim Allen, which you may remember caused a scandal, a play based on a libel action, a play based on truth about European Zionists collaborating with the Nazis. Leni has now written a new book, or edited a new book, 51 Documents, Zionist Collaboration with the Nazis, which is published just this week, and which is available, it's not on the table anymore because we had to run upstairs with it, but it's available here, and will be the first time, I think, the first chance that any of us has had to buy it, particularly given the problems with the publishers. Anyway, we're very pleased to have Leni here to speak about his book, the issues behind it, and other matters. I should also say Leni also wrote a book, Jews in America Today. So as well as being an expert on Zionism and the Nazis and racism, is extremely well informed on the American Jewish community and some of the reasons for its supposed influence in the United States and its influence both in Israel and on the American government. Leni.
Thank you.